from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Share Show.
How many people do you know who can take you from Genesis 1 through Malachi chapter 4 in just 28 minutes?
That's like going from 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds.
And that's what we've done the last couple of days. We have taken us from Genesis to Malachi chapter 4 as we've been given an overview of the administrations, the 12 administrations during which God is dispensing certain things.
Yes, and if you look at this from the eye of the storm, if you will, it looks like God is doing crazy things. Doesn't the Bible frustrate you sometimes?
Yeah.
It's just you look at it and you go, oh, this is going to be so hard, I can't read this. Just a hodgepodge. God seems like a madman. He jumps from this to this to this, and then, but he's not. As we're showing you, he's at an orderly system of vending machines to teach us lessons. And the ultimate lesson, remember this, don't ever forget this as we continue on here, the ultimate lesson is to show man's inability and that he is helpless without God's presence. As soon as God leaves, he fails.
Elihu said to Job, one of the greatest statements in Scripture, is Elihu said, Job, you know what you should have asked instead of all the stuff you said? You should have said, Lord, what I don't see, teach thou me.
Well, he actually said something pretty smart there, didn't he?
He said, yeah. That's what should be said to God. What I don't understand, teach me. And that's the great lesson. That's a great lesson.
And we've been referencing a letter that I received, and we've been kind of taunting you with it. We got a letter from somebody who mistakes our position for a, should I say, institutional Christian theological position called dispensationalism, and we distance ourselves with vehemence.
Christian institutionalism.
we distance ourselves with vehemence from any isms, because most isms are wrong. Most isms are complications and perversions of simple truth that can be seen by a 10-year-old in the Scriptures. Dan and I are not geniuses. Just because we can tell you there are 12 different things God does, it doesn't mean we're simpletons. This is simple, but it's also very deep. And the secret to unlocking these things, there are many Christians maybe that know that there's 12 things God does, but they don't know why. This is the mature truth.
This is the nugget.
Wait, hang on. Before I forget, the mature nugget is that these things are demonstrations and tests, not for God to find anything out, but for the human to find out that he's nothing without God. It's practical demonstrations. That's the key that nobody gets, and we're giving you that key.
Wait, you just said the word mature. Okay, you said the word mature. And God has given, my Bible I have on my table here is 1,500 pages. 1,500 pages. Now, God could have written it in one if he wanted to, but he didn't.
Right.
Why do you think he did that?
I don't know. You tell me.
Same reason he's given us 12 administrations. God gave us a book to study him so that he can interpret himself and his ways to us. And if you can't get all this in one sitting, you can't get all this in reading a devotional page and crossing yourself and going out feeling all holy. You can't get it that way. You can only get it through the patient study of God. And it takes simple people to do that, though the subject is profound.
Good point.
That's the difference. God has given us 1,500 pages. What do? Forget the 1,500 pages. Let's have a creed. Let's have a doctrinal statement. Let's write little devotional books so people can feel holy. And by the way, throw out your devotional books. Throw them out. Get rid of this crap that appeals to your religiosity. Get rid of it and start studying the Scriptures. Now listen, we're not trying to sell you a book to help you feel devotional. Don't buy any of our books for all we care, though they're helpful. We're not here to sell books. We're here to drive you to the Scriptures. We're doing you a favor by doing that. Not a disservice, a favor. If you want to continue being a religious person and feel good about yourself, go ahead and read your devotionals and be satisfied with it. But if you want to know God, go to the scriptures. This is a 1,500-page book. And in this book, he's revealed himself and his ways to us. We are the only generation. Well, I shouldn't say that. Since Paul, we are the only company of people who had the complete revelation.
I was just thinking about that.
Adam didn't have it. Seth didn't have it. Noah didn't have it. Abraham didn't have it. Moses didn't have it.
Just think of those vending machines again. If you had to go through every machine and spend a year in front of each machine, you wanted to get to the coffee, but you had to go through the candy and the snacks first, yeah. And you had to spend 10 years, let's say, in front of every machine, and then only then could you move on to the next one. Yeah. What advantage we have that we have learned the lesson of seeing these poor people, really, who had to go through this stuff for hundreds of years.
That's right. What day is it today? I don't even know.
It's the 23rd.
The 23rd. Okay. If you want to be mature, study scripture.
No, wait. It's the 24th.
Today's 24th.
Today's Christmas Eve.
If you want to be mature, go to scripture.
I better start shopping.
If you want to be a pagan Christian, read your devotionals, go to your Christmas Eve services, worship the baby Jesus, bow before trees and statues, do all that other stuff. If you want to know God, you go to the scriptures. Oh, isn't that sweet? You're singing Silent Night.
I'm giving you background music. You're supposed to keep preaching. Okay, it's like a church.
Immaturity is Christmas trees and Easter bunnies and devotional books. Maturity is finding God, revealing himself through the written word of God. That's all I got to say.
Oh, I was going to keep going. Yeah. I was doing terrible, though. I can't even hum.
Isn't it great that we didn't have to go to malls?
Yeah.
Buy presents for people.
I just realized, I can't believe this is Christmas Day. I have to start my shopping.
You know what's funny? Some people don't need a holiday to buy things for others.
You know what? If you need a day to celebrate Christ, that's a crying, pitiful shame.
Yeah.
It really is. That's like the National Day of Prayer, which is the stupidest invention of man ever. If you have to set aside a day to pray, you're a sad human being.
We don't celebrate Christ Mass here because Christ wasn't born on the 25th. And we're never told in Scripture to celebrate his birth. It's ridiculous.
He was born in the fall.
Which is a true statement.
We went during the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's a little too much information.
Oh, but you know what? It brings us to the next administration. As we move on, we found out that law was the most definite, most specific, practical assistance God gave man, and it was a total failure. Oh, God sure made a mistake bringing in the law. No, he did not. It was designed to fail.
It
was designed to fail.
And then what comes next? That was number five, okay. And then all of a sudden, one day, the Word became flesh. And tabernacled among us.
Boy. Can you imagine that? What an advantage now. Okay, God, sure we blew the law. All right, we tried, but if only your son could come.
Yeah,
I mean,
grace and
come
truth.
To earth yourself and talk to us and teach us. Then I promise that's going to bring us into a state of right, because we can follow you then. Well, really, is that right? Again, this brings me back to the verse I started with 2 weeks ago, John 1:17. The law through Moses was dispensed, given. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This was a new departure in human history. Never before had the Son of God come to earth in human form as a babe. And this is as simple as it is to believe in, quote, dispensationalism. This was a new giving. God gave. Look at that word, Dan. God gave his only begotten son. God dispensed. Diakonia. God dispensed his only begotten son. That was what was given, and it was an administration of the incarnation.
And the Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, what was his message? It was an announcement of the nearness of the kingdom of the heavens, which is strictly Jewish.
Yes, that's right. And what we didn't give up law, remember? We say that each dispensation builds on the next. Law isn't thrown away with Jesus Christ.
No.
This is another misunderstanding people have. Law continues. In fact,
He
commanded his disciples to keep it. He himself kept it. He said, I did not come to
abolish
the law, but to fulfill the law and the prophets. And that's exactly what he did. Well, that sure ended well, didn't it?
Yeah. Stone
well,
him.
Not
away with
really.
Him. Crucify him.
His own neighbors tried to throw
him. We shall
him.
Not have this man reign over us.
They tried to throw him off the cliff at Nazareth, and they would have done it if it had been God's time for him to
they
die.
They hated me without a cause,
they hated
said.
Him gratuitously, and this is the result of incarnation. Well, what a total failure. Yes, but. Remember the lesson of the vending area is to go from machine to machine with further advantages, more blessings than ever, and to continue to fail. And here's another example of it. We crucified the Son of God.
Could something be worse than that?
Well, something could be worse of that than that, and that had to be demonstrated also. So the next administration was one of spirit. It was a
Pentecostal administration.
Our Lord said from the cross, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do."
That was forgiven.
Well, that was sin. You can blaspheme the Son, he said, and it will be forgiven you. But if you blaspheme the Spirit, that sin is not forgiven in this eon or the eon to come. He forgave them from the cross for killing him, but now something new is going to happen. He was going to send forth his Spirit in tongues of fire in a manner that was never done before. Fire landing on the heads of human beings never happened before. For an infusion of the Spirit. Ooh, 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 ooh. 12 flames of fire on those disciples. They were filled. They went out into the streets of Jerusalem. They proclaimed the word, and everybody heard it in their own language. That had never happened before. It was a new administration. The administrators were the apostles. Now Jesus himself is off the scene. Jesus was the administrator of the incarnation that dispensed grace and truth. Now he's off the scene, and now we have new administrators.
Sent by the Lord Jesus.
And we have a new vending machine, and now it's dispensing spiritual gifts. We're seeing lame men walking. Peter walks past somebody. His shadow heals people. Surely the nation will repent now, because all it takes, Dan, is for the nation of Israel to repent and the kingdom will come.
That's right.
And God gives them opportunity. It's another demonstration. It's another test. It's another situation.
And it's not the beginning of the church, that's for sure.
And
let me just sum up.
First,
we had Adam and innocence, Genesis 1 and 2. Then we had the conscience and Seth from Genesis 3 to 6. Then we have human government, number 3, in Noah, that's Genesis 9, followed by the promise, number 4, that's Genesis 12, followed by the law given through Moses, Exodus 19, followed by the incarnation of Jesus Christ, that's the 4, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, followed by the incarnation, Pentecost, what Peter is the chief there, number 7 is Pentecostal period, that's Acts 1 through 12. And this is an important thing. Tomorrow, we're going to get into something that's more important than Easter bunnies or mangers.
What?
We are going to get into something to show you that people are celebrating mangers rather than the risen and ascended Christ is why the church is where they're at. This is why we have stained glasses and baptistries, because we have not embraced number 8 and 9, and that is something that comes through the Apostle Paul. Forsake these stupid Christmas services and find the risen and ascended Christ as proclaimed by the Apostle Paul. We're going to get into the Pauline administration.
You're not going to get anything in your stocking this year.
I don't care.
You're going to get the biggest lump of coal ever.
I'm trading in a manger for a risen Christ. I'm giving people celestial allotment rather than little Christmas trees and presents.
Hey, folks, we work on Christmas. See you tomorrow. We'll